Today's podcast is presented by our friends at the Iowa State University Foundation, who are constantly trying to strengthen the Cyclone community. You can support tomorrow's big ideas with a gift today. Be loud, be proud, be a part of the movement, and donate to the college or a department that you are passionate about today. Loyal and forever true, let's all help move what matters by visiting movewhatmatters.com today.
It's done. Goal of the year, Panarin! Part of the past, the celebrations forgotten, the history,
Vegas Golden Knights.
History, win. We're back to a blank slate, clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Precision farming is all about precision and efficiency, ensuring every seed, every drop of water, every nutrient and treatment counts. TerraPlex Ag is helping farmers all over Iowa and the Midwest do just that. With precision ag drone technology and support from TerraPlex, you'll boost your productivity and make timely and informed decisions, all while reducing your costs and increasing your profit. It's time to revolutionize your farming. Harvest the benefits with TerraPlex Ag. Visit TerraPlexAg.com.
Spring is here. It's time to start thinking about family fun in the outdoors. This is Chris Williams promoting my good friends at Plaza RV in Bonder Ranch. I've now bought two travel trailers from this locally owned company in the past 5 years. It's completely changed my family's life. We love spending time in the outdoors, tailgating, and most of all, being together. Camping has been an awesome escape for us, and I would encourage you to think about it as well. Head over to their lot in Bonder Ranch. They have motorhomes, travel trailers, truck trailers, fifth wheels, and more. Check them out today at PlazaRV.com. They're 100% locally owned. Tell them that Chris Williams sent you.
Hello, welcome to Williams and Bloom. It is Sunday, the 28th of April, 2024. We are, as always, presented by our friends at MechDyne. MechDyne.com. MechDyne Corporation. My name is Chris Williams. Joined as always by Brent Bloom. We are fueled by Cody Road Bourbon and the Wild Rose Casino Studios.
Person today.
I know. We haven't done this in weeks.
You didn't even remember how to run the board.
I didn't. We haven't done this since pre-March Madness.
It was pre-March Madness.
I don't think. Yeah.
Good to see your house. Looks about the same.
It's good to have you back.
Yep.
Just got my race cars and Paul Rhodes behind me. But
always good to see Paul.
Yeah. Weird weekend. I actually... Doesn't happen to me very often, but I texted Brent. All you guys know, I'm like, what are we going to talk about?
It might be the quietest it's been.
Yeah, it feels like there's just...
finally.
It has been a freaking whirlwind of really months and months. And you really, you go back to pre-realignment. Honestly, it's been a year when that gambling
thing... Well, that's to say, that was May 5th or 6th.
Feels like it's finally calmed down.
Well, and then they, of course, sued that this week.
I saw that.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I think that'll be pretty expensive.
For the state, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for the state. Yes. So, no, you're not wrong.
I guess for all of us, but it is what it is.
Well, we do have... Quite a bit to get to, though, as you reminded me.
Yes.
We'll hash out this Ireland thing, TJ Tampa slide in the NFL draft, next year's NFL draft, and some Big 12 men's basketball as the league keeps getting stronger.
How does it keep getting better?
I don't know, but it does.
Madness. Iowa State could be picked second or third in the country and also second or third in the league.
I was thinking about that today. Like, where would... I mean, because Hunter Dickinson's coming back. Mm-hmm. We saw that over the... What other news do you think for the more casual fans is... We are drinking again tonight, by the way. Thanks to our friends at Westo.
What do we got?
soaked pale ale with pineapple.
Oh, that's their summer beer.
I love this beer.
This is good. It's a very light pineapple.
I love this beer.
Trying it right now.
Before they were a sponsor. This was one of my favorite beers. And then I've got the raspberry shandy. It's a wheat ale with lemon and raspberry.
That's the thing about Westo. Obviously, we got the powerhouse here, which is the Ames Lager.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of their beers are excellent.
This soaked is really good. Like, that's a...
It's a phenomenal summer beer.
That's a home run.
What do we got here? What do we got with the percentages on the soaked?
Oh, good question.
I can find it, too. I bet it's five or less. It's pretty light.
It's got to be. Why'd you have to put me on the spot?
Well, you know, you're doing your research here. So while Ames Lager is the only beer of Westo's that goes directly to support the collective, we like supporting Westo in general because they make some great beer and they're awesome people.
Oh, yeah, over there in West Sokoboji. Yeah. I don't know what the alcohol content is. You can figure that out. It doesn't bother me. I'm going to drink it either way. So we got all those stories to get to,
yeah.
And we'll start with TJ Tampa's slide in the NFL draft. I didn't see it coming. I did reach out to a couple people in the program that thought maybe some things that happened during the process because of injuries and whatnot.
He didn't run at the combine, right?
Yeah, and he didn't play in the bowl game. That doesn't matter.
No.
He didn't play in the Senior Bowl, right?
Did not.
Yeah.
Good point.
And then he only did the 40 in the combine.
Yeah.
So I
think he was nursing an injury, and that's why.
Yeah, he had a hamstring injury. It wasn't like
he was refusing to run
like that.
Just want to make sure, yeah.
I think that I truly believe, knowing TJ, his upbringing, just everything about him, and knowing the player very well, because we've watched him.
Yes.
I actually think this could end up being a blessing for him because he goes to a really good defensive team where he's going to have a shot to play right away. I mean, I was hoping the Vikings would trade up as they were looking at corners and stuff, I know. But, like, he's going to a great franchise.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know. I don't know enough about the depth of the Baltimore Ravens. But once you're out of the first round, it really kind of changes everything anyways.
It does.
Now you have a team that presumably really wanted him. We'll see.
And the issue is you get out of the first round and then – honestly, the money's not the same. And so
you got to work for it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
but that doesn't matter if you're a third round pick.
It really doesn't. Once you're right. I think the first 10 of the second round is like, it's not quite first round money, but you're in the ballpark. Like Breece Hall got a pretty big deal for a second rounder. But you get beyond that and it's not that much different. Now, the first round money is though legit. So that's why that's the grind is to really get there. But you're right. Beyond that, if you can work yourself now with a franchise that knows what it's doing, and I would say, C-Dub, maybe it's the Chiefs and the Ravens are Niners. Those three right now are the best franchises in the NFL as far as they know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
You know, this isn't the Raiders he's going to where they're just throwing stuff against the wall.
Correct. That's why I said maybe it turns out to be a blessing.
And just like, except for the first round, the real money is in that next contract. And so you hope for TJ, again, he's such a family's great. You're hoping for him that bet on himself could pay off. And ultimately, I believe it will. It's silly to me somewhat, C-Dub, how, and I understand why, but also it's frustrating that the tape, your 3 years of production on the field in college, if you don't run or if you don't play in the pro or in the you know, the Senior Bowl is more important. But again, everyone's making individual decisions here.
This is one of the reasons I hate the NBA. And I don't mean it in like, I hate the NBA's process is the better way to put it. I don't hate the NBA. I'll watch the, whatever.
Everyone understands what you're saying.
I used to fight with Hoiberg and Abdul Massey about this all the time. I hate the fact that anything you do prior doesn't matter. Like on the court. The sport of basketball is so like, what is your potential?
Yeah, because everyone's looking for an all-star. They're not looking for just a guy. You can find a guy in free agency, and that's the problem.
Correct. No, I get it.
That's the
NBA. The
NFL is a little bit different. By the way, this is 5%.
5% is the soaked.
Yeah.
That's a great beer.
Next up, we got the Shandy that I'm excited to try. This is a really light pineapple. I'm not a big pineapple guy, but
I'm not a pineapple guy either, but here's the deal with me. I don't drink a lot of beer anymore.
Well, that's disappointing.
You know me. I don't. I've become more of a whiskey. I do love the Ames Lager. Yep. I drink that a lot.
Yep.
I just like... The Chris that used to go out and pound six 20, IPAs.
20 beers.
I'll be on my ass for 2 days if I do that with a hangover. I just can't do it. So, like, to me, this gives me a little bit of, like, I'm drinking a real beer.
It's like a real beer.
Because I still like the taste of them.
Got it.
You know?
Yeah. You just don't want to feel like...
I don't want to feel like crap. I could drink six of these and it won't be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing a taste test. If you can't tell, Bloom and I are prepping for the off season.
It's April 28th mode. No, it's so yeah. You feel for TJ.
At least he went like
you
in
still
that,
went.
You know, he didn't drop to like the sixth, seventh round.
And
like
I encourage round. People look at Cyclone Football's Twitter and the photos of him.
He was
He was very very emotional. Clearly, I mean, do you think about that moment? Has to be no matter what round it is. Very cool. And your buddy Chris Hassel, I think, tried to give a slide at Iowa State, and I know what he was doing because I would probably do it the same way as the other way of saying Iowa's punter got selected.
You would never throw shade at Iowa.
Never. That said, all Iowa State has to say, well,
Brock Purdy started in the quarterback.
And then the conversation is over.
Oh, I'm sure that will be addressed tomorrow.
Please do for the good of all of us. Because it's like, no more. No, you cannot get on Iowa State's NFL thing anymore. You can't.
No, you can't.
You have Brock Purdy.
It's no longer.
It's out of the question.
And it's a pretty easy comeback to Hassel, too, because it's like, he should. He was your most valuable player for 3 years. Right. I hope he would get drafted. So now the conversation for me turns to, I love doing this every year.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Other two free agent guys. It wasn't a big senior class. So there wasn't that many guys with, but Ben Nickel got picked up by Washington.
Yes.
Which is really cool. I mean, talk about a neat story. And then Easton Dean, who's a wonderful guy.
Easton Dean still has, in my opinion.
I think he's got a chance.
Well, I was just going to say the best name.
It's a great name, but he's got a chance, too. He's a big fella.
I feel like Easton Dean, because of people who played in front of him and injuries, maybe one of the more unreached potential guys.
I think that's fair. He's going to the Titans, by the way.
And again, it's to no fault of his own. He comes in as a quarterback.
Yep.
He's then playing behind Charlie Kohler, you know, was Sainter there for a year.
Sure.
And Chase Allen. So, it's hard to see. And then finally, he caught a touchdown pass in that Kansas game, right? And we're all like, all right. And then he gets hurt. He's out the rest of the year.
Yep.
And then you're breaking in a new quarterback. And you're.
And last year, you had Ben Bramer, who became a freshman All-American. So, Steve O'Klotz, who was awesome.
I think I'm buying stock on an Easton team.
I would not be shocked if he – I don't know if he'll make the starting one. How many do they get now? 53, 54?
55. Yeah.
But he will.
53.
I bet Easton catches on somewhere. I think he's got the build and a good dude, by the way. I think he'll have a chance. So happy for those guys. And those are the ones where it's like you kind of forget about them, but that senior class wasn't big at numbers, but last year was pretty cool. If you're looking back again, less than a year ago is when all the gambling stuff hit.
As I look back and chronicle Cyclone Athletics, last year, in my opinion, will go down as one of the more underappreciated seasons that I've ever covered.
The Memphis game just kind of put a damper on it, which is okay. I mean, it's a motivational tactic.
Yeah,
I agree.
When you look back at everything that happened,
it could have got real sideways last May. It could have got real
May,
sideways.
And then after you lose that Ohio game.
Right. Or the Ohio game. Yeah.
You know, I just think that.
Good point.
It will not be remembered historically for as good of a time as we all had during it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
And that's really like, unless you're...
Well,
goal is like not to win a championship every year because I just don't believe it's realistic. I just want to enjoy it as a fan, right? Like,
sure.
If I'm miserable, That 4-8 campaign was miserable for a couple of reasons, but mainly because they couldn't score.
It was hard to watch.
It was just, it was awful. It was
not fun.
Yeah. It was like, God, you have this amazing defense and you just can't do anything with it.
That was,
the missed field goals.
Yep.
It was a bad thing to watch.
Yeah.
Last year was a fun season once you got through that Ohio
game. Yeah. No, that's a really good point because it could have got, it could have got out of hand. And then, C-Dub, if you go 3-9 last year, and there were some people like, obviously, it's not going to win a game. Just read the message boards after they lost to Ohio.
Oh, I remember.
If you go 3-9, 2-10
Campbell's,
or something.
Campbell's cooked.
Well.
Shieldhouse can't call plays.
It was on the message boards. Now look at him. But, no, you would have lost. I fully believe this. You probably would have lost a half dozen guys. Because winning and the potential to win even more matters still.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no light at the end of that tunnel, look at your Indiana or your Vanderbilt. You lose everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody that's good is like, well, I want to win. So if you don't win, plus you don't have, you know,
hope
SEC matters. Money.
Yeah.
That's why I think that last year is why the hype for this year is now what it is, because it allowed these guys to stay, see the light at the end of the tunnel, and they've got a leader now on both ends. You know, Rocco is just a dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
Bo Freeler, Miles Purchase. I mean, there's some real good leadership on the other end, too. So, yeah, you're right. I think last year was underappreciated. You know, you look at it and go, oh, you what was the final record? 7-8-5? What, I don't remember. What
eight it was. And, five, no, seven and six after the bowl
after the bowl game.
I just don't think these bowl games matter anymore.
I haven't really thought.
I know some fans get pissed at me for saying it, but like, trust me, if you were a fan who was like super pissed after that game, whatever, it was a bad game to watch. I get it. You would have been way more pissed if five of those freshmen and sophomores left.
Right. Because then this year.
And nobody, for the record, nobody has told me that as an excuse. I just know how time works. And there's only 24 hours in a day. And with the way that portal opens, when it does, it matters.
And I'll tell you, buddy, some of the phone calls I was on, it wasn't...
Well, and then you have a Memphis team that you're playing that's hyper-motivated that doesn't have hardly anybody in the portal. Yeah. Like, it was a...
It all sets up for a really fun this year. So, speaking of that, I do think the talent level, and just from going to a couple spring practices and that whatever that thing was on the game, which we're in our next conversation, I think high-end talent, this may not be... You know, that Purdy Hall, Hutchinson type, 2021, but this, man, there's some guys that I think can be future pros on this roster.
Real quick, I want to thank a couple of our sponsors, and we'll get into that conversation. What you saw videos, if you're watching on YouTube, from our friends at Terraplex Ag and Plaza RV. I'm getting my RV out this week for the first time.
We are less than, we're at the 30-day mark to the Stapleton concert.
It's the George Strait concert. But yes, we are.
Is that May?
May 25th.
25th.
What do they do if it rains?
I don't know. That's a great question. I heard through the grapevine that the turf people aren't real pleased.
Beautiful turf.
What are they going to do? They're going to be on the turf. They're going to cover it. But I guess they did not want the concert.
Well, anyways. Okay. Thank you for that.
I'm just letting you know. From what I understand.
I'm getting my Plaza RV out.
Yeah, well, that's lease on concrete.
You have one more opportunity here, Bloom. I invited you at the beginning. You can, if you would like, I am taking the RV Friday morning, 6 a.m., and I'm heading south to the Kansas Speedway for an all-weekend redneck.
This weekend?
Yes.
Why do you need to leave so early?
Because I got to get in there before
get the good parking spot.
No, so you want to get in there before all the other campers, or because it gets hard to pull in because there's so many campers and the trailers and all that stuff. So I've got all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday of racing and camping and drinking Cody Road.
I think let's look at the forecast here. You might be golfing.
It's going to be like 75 and sunny.
Then I'll be golfing.
I cannot.
Yeah,
I am going by myself.
Nobody's going?
Nope. I literally cannot find a single person to go with me. Is that not the most depressing state of what? Hey, real?
I might be able to.
Swear to God.
I can't do 3 days, though, C-Dub.
Then just drive down for the cup race on Sunday and stay with me.
I could probably do that.
You stand on top of the camper, drink
actually,
beer all day, and watch.
I might be able to do that.
That'd be a blast. You'd enjoy it. I have garage passes. You want to go in the garage?
Hold on.
Just stand on pit road.
Saturday, Sunday. Sunday is Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Daddy's making tacos on the... Yeah, I absolutely am.
Actually, put me in as a questionable.
You're not coming. You're such a liar.
We could do the podcast down there. That's work.
We absolutely could. And then come back. So...
Will you stay Sunday night? Are you going to stay Sunday night?
Yes. Here's the deal. Working another sponsor. Mm-hmm. On the way back, because I was going to promote this anyways, I'm going by Oskaloosa to Kellerman Manufacturing on Monday afternoon because he's hosting the Kyle Petty charity ride. Richard freaking Petty, the greatest athlete in the history of America, is going to be in Oskaloosa at Kelderman's on Monday at 1 o'clock.
How many Petties have there been?
Well... One of them died.
One of them died, right?
Kyle's boy, Adam, died on
yeah.
Track. Yep.
But didn't is Richard the old man?
Yes. Okay. The greatest racer in history. Well,
and he's the one who's going
to
be.
And Earnhardt would have something to say about that. But yeah, he's like it's like a who's who. Like my old buddy Rick Allen, who I used to broadcast with, is going to be out there.
Does Mr. Petty still drive a car?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Why can't he drive?
I don't know. He's just old. There's nothing wrong with him. But it's all to raise money for their foundation, which helps kids with autism.
And Kelderman's?
Kelderman's hosting.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's at Kelderman's. So I'm taking my camper on Monday morning, just driving right back up.
But if I take my car down on, let's say, Sunday morning, because this is very realistic. Now we're talking my language here.
Yes.
I could just park it somewhere and then meet you?
In fact, there's a parking lot that you can just buy a pass for. That's for people who are visiting people in the infield.
Do you think Westwood Supply, same blogger? If we, yeah, I think
I have a feeling that we have
this
calls
is,
we could make.
This is making me.
You would enjoy this.
I know. I've never been to a NASCAR race.
It's oh my god! And this is the way to do it for you.
Yeah.
Like if you're just sitting in the stands for 4 hours, you would be bored stiff. If you're standing on top of my camper, and every time Chase Elliott runs by, we go hell yeah,
and I don't have to drive home. Yes.
And you can just get drunk and watch the races?
Okay, let me talk to...
And
hey,
Daddy's making tacos?
Can you do me a favor? Because peer pressure does work. Don't let them lie to you. It does. Tweet at Crystal. It's at Crystal Blum.
Yes.
B-L-U-M. And say, Brett needs to go to Kansas City.
Get you one of them Wiffles Hybrids hats that you can wear?
Yes, I've got one.
Yeah.
I've got one ready. I mean, I've got the attire ready to go.
Honest truth for any of our listeners.
But say,
I mean this.
So the portal closes, and so say, tell Crystal that Brent needs a vacation due to portal season. Could you do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
At Crystal Blum.
At Crystal Blum.
With a K.
Yes.
I don't have a single friend who took me up on this offer. My family won't go.
I can't leave you hanging.
John Miller is in Kansas City, and he allegedly is going to swing by for a little bit on Saturday to hang out.
Okay.
And John's cool cat.
I like John.
Yeah, I'm feeling he came to our Will event in Kansas City, and he had a good time. No, but I'm telling you, if there are Cyclone fans out there, and I know our friends at A-Plus Lawn and Landscape, they go down there every year.
If there are
Cyclone fans down there, and you're staying in the infield or wherever, tweet at. I will come and have some beers. I don't have anyone to hang out with.
Okay.
Well, I'm literally alone.
I'm not leaving
for
you hanging, buddy.
3 days. Help. Make that a commentary on my life. I'm turning 40 this year. I can't find a single person to go with me.
How did you get your wife to let you go?
I told her I'm going.
So, okay. Did it work?
I'm going. I'll watch. I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that.
The shanty's pretty good, too. My gosh.
All right. Future Cyclones.
Yes.
Draft. I mean, Higgins is where I start.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think so.
Bramer.
What knowledge I have, as far as high end, I think Higgins for sure. Bramer, no doubt. So defensive line, I do think both Dom, Orange, and T.O. Onyedum have a chance.
Can I make a quick commentary that Onyedum needs to show me more this year? I thought he really flatlined last year to be an NFL guy.
He's not. How big is T.O.? Real quick. Because there are times where he is unblockable.
Well, I thought that. Like that but first game, if you would have watched, you're like, shit, this guy. And then it kind of just flatlined. He was... And before you start tweeting, the film may tell a different story, but I'm saying like production.
Well, let's see. Yeah, 42 tackles and 2 sacks. You want a little bit more than that.
Iowa State needs to get more pressure with its front
three
you
need,
this year.
Those two are huge.
I know they're good. Like, I'm just saying,
I know
like,
they're
to
good
be
too.
A top-end NFL guy, like, he's got to get to the quarterback.
Well, you need the tech, Devondre Sweat just got picked in the second round, and that guy was a complete disruptor, his stats weren't great.
He was one of the best tackles I've
really
seen come through Ames.
I think T.O. would agree with you. He's like, hey, this is his year.
Yeah.
Both of those guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both those guys need to be great.
It's a challenge.
But I do think they have the size and the upside, the athleticism. But, yeah, put it together.
What about Jalen Travis?
Yes, no question. See, I think casual Cyclones, learn the name. This guy is going to be, I think he's going to come in and start. I think he's going to play in the NFL.
Brendan Black, could he? And Hastert, like, do they have a shot?
I haven't seen enough from...
Hastert's
real
been
quick,
hurt.
Real quick, do you realize how big Jalen Travis is?
No, but I know he's a large human.
6'9", 320.
That's a big man.
And he's very, like, he's athletic, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a definite. I agree with that. I think Black certainly has a chance.
It's so hard with these offensive linemen.
And even James Neal, it's like, gosh, there was times where he's just... struggle bus last year, but he's only been playing football for 2 years.
Yeah.
He's a massive individual. He was at our pizza thing the other day. He's a big dude.
Need a whole pizza himself.
He probably could. I'm always going to be the charter member of the Jalen Knoll fan club. I think he's completely underappreciated by everybody.
He
fan
is.
Base, nationally, the whole thing. Look at his numbers. Look what he can do.
He's just been too consistent for too long. Like, so you start to – it was kind of like how Purdy was at the end where you just didn't fully appreciate it.
Fair. Because he does it every single game.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of peaks. It's just solid.
But look at the big plays he had last year, and it's way more than you think. I think Jalen's there.
Ngoyi could be a guy down the road.
Yeah, I think down the road. Big year for him. And then I'd say the one other name – I'll give you that the staff is super, super high on, and so am I, is Caleb Bacon.
Yeah, I was going to throw. Could Sadowski or Ebel potentially?
Maybe.
It's too early.
They got a long way to go.
Well, I mean, just the hype around Sadowski last year.
And then Malik Verdone's got the size.
Too injury prone.
Make sure. And then I would say on Bo.
What about Cooper?
Cooper,
I mean,
for
that's,
sure.
That's the guy, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
back
he's
in the
definitely,
secondary.
Yep, he's got it. Now, this will be year three. It'll be interesting. I think he's one of those that's like probably.
But he's injury prone. Those guys have got to.
And so is Bo. I mean, yeah. Bo plays through it.
Bo's not. I think he's too. I hope I'm wrong, but it feels.
Yeah, I just. He's been beat up now, and he plays through. The guy is a complete warrior, but yeah, I would say. I think of those safeties, Jeremiah would be the top of it there.
Best pro prospect on the team long term to be a Pro Bowler. Go.
Bramer. I think he is in.
Yeah, because the rest of these guys just feel like we're talking.
And then honestly, the way the NFL's going, I think Higgins? Rocco's going to have a chance too.
Yeah, good point. We kind of left off
I stood next to JJ Cole yesterday. And again, everybody's tall to me. The joke writes itself. Holy cow. That guy is tall.
JJ Cole?
He's 6'7".
Is totally, remember like last year at this time, it was a big conversation.
Yeah.
We've totally slept
he
on him.
He almost started.
I know.
It was really close.
We've totally slept on him. Any of those running backs?
I mean, that position is so hard.
Carson Hansen is underrated.
Well, I think I'm excited to see him kind of that.
I hope Mouse is listening. Mouse, if you're listening, that's Taylor Mauser.
Yeah.
You need to find a way to get 26.
Well,
in the
so
game.
they actually
freaking said it all last year too.
I heard a really good conversation. I was watching a little bit of the draft on Friday, and they said those running backs that have the highest value now are those that catch the ball in the backfield, and that's that guy. I mean, you're almost in a weird way, C-Dub. You're almost better off as that running back flex position catching balls than running the ball.
Yeah, that's called the air raid.
So,
Hal Mumme tried to tell everybody about it like 40 years ago, and everybody wanted to ignore him. And now everybody in the NFL is trying to do it.
But Abu's got a chance too, for sure. And I actually think
It is not hard. It is not a hard concept. You pass to run. These guys wouldn't want me as the OC.
You're not going to get over it.
I'm just saying, like, when you can't run block, why do you keep pounding your head against the concrete
wall? But look at the BYU game.
Yeah, that's against BYU.
All right. That Oklahoma State game, by the way, the air raid game, where in fact, the Iowa State football Twitter account referenced the air raid, which was...
I'm not sure, but I think it may have been a troll at me.
I think it was. It was an all-timer. But that was a great win.
That was a phenomenal win. Yeah, because who would have thought at that time that those two teams would have ended up where they were going to?
Correct. And by the way, Daniel Jackson had a monster game. He's back. No one talks about Daniel Jackson.
I feel like Daniel Jackson's been here for 6 years.
It feels like it. It feels like it.
Filling up. So this is the raspberry shandy from West Oak.
I think it's pretty good.
This is a fine
beer. That's a nice summer beer right
there. That is a fine beer.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so there you go.
We're probably like, hey, everybody on the team's an NFL guy. I mean,
yeah, no, but it's really hard to project. I think most people understand that.
I would say, here's my locks on April 28th.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Jaden Higgins.
Okay.
Ben Bramer.
Yep.
Caleb Bacon.
Bacon's a lock.
As some sort of something. You don't realize how big that guy and how fast
he is. I think Cooper...
I put Cooper there, too.
I think I put Cooper ahead of Bacon.
I think so. Give me Cooper.
I think Cooper...
I wish Cooper was a little bit bigger.
If Cooper could be healthy...
Yeah.
I think he's one of the best defensive players to come through here, if he's healthy.
His ball skills are unbelievable.
It's different. It was like watching Hakeem Butler.
That's a great point.
Like, you watch him, when you compared him to Lazard, you're like...
Very true.
All right, Allen may have better stats, but, like... I think I'd rather have that guy. Now, it turned out to be wrong. But, like, when you watched him, there was, like, a different level that he could take it to.
That's a good point. Because you forget about Coop.
And that's, like, you compare Coop to any of the other great secondary guys. Like Tampa's a little different. Like, he felt like you could watch him fight off a blocker and go and step up in the run game. Like, compare that to Purchase. Like, Purchase is a really good player, but he's not doing that stuff. Like, Cooper is a ball-hawking hitter. He's just got to find a way to be able to stay healthy. And I don't know if he can do that.
Well, that's my... He's lightish compared to some safeties.
Yeah.
I think this team's going to be really good, though.
I agree with you that... You know what? I would call Higgins at this point more of a lock than Bramer. Just because there's a lot more wide receivers in the NFL than tight ends.
Yeah.
Bramer has a better high end.
Okay.
Like, Pro Bowl.
And then Cooper Alexander... He's right behind.
Everybody likes that guy.
Oh, yeah. Travis is going to get... Travis will play in the NFL.
The entire team is going to get drafted.
I didn't say
Williams and Bloom on a Sunday, the 28th of April. I want to thank our friends at the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. We are going to start a new little summer podcast series.
Okay.
We'll invite you to be a part of this, by the way. Some point where we are going to, this is just for the summer, where we're going to do the business of not only what we do here at Cyclone Fanatic, but like just college athletics, where we have these conversations. So we'll bring you in on the NIL.
Yeah, I like it.
Obviously, like it. But like more like in depth. They won't be for everybody, but people who enjoy the business type conversation. So I'll do one on television contracts with a guest. We'll do one on conference realignment with a guest. We'll do the first one we're going to do is how we built Cyclone Fanatic and how we're still here almost 20 years after the fact when Jeremy started the message board. And Ivy's going to sponsor that.
That's awesome. I actually like that idea a lot. That's great.
It's good summer content. We're not trying to, we appreciate our friends over at the Ivy College of Business. Also, our friends at Colin Newell Insurance.
How about Newell sending us a text?
Yeah.
First thing Saturday morning.
Great point here.
Unbelievable customer service.
We get a text from Colin Newell. We're both customers. Yep. And he says, hey, guys, got any damage over there in Bondurant? Just checking on us. I said, no, thank you, brother. We got really lucky.
That was a crazy night, Friday night.
Well, the first round, I was on the air. By the way.
Yeah, you were going live.
We're doing live storm coverage on Iowa.
Good job, Amber Alexander.
Did great. Yep. We're getting better. We're working on the technology stuff. It's hard to This is another deal where corporate media and like it, the whole deck is stacked against everything we're doing because we don't have.
See, where do you get your radars?
There is a spot. I don't know where we get it from. I give the credit card to Amber and she just gets it.
Got it.
That is over my head. I always tell her, you're the smart one. I'll trust you.
Super Doppler 8000.
But like the technology, like we have to figure out, because there were a couple times where it just like quit working. So then, but we're working on it. And I have multiple people get a hold of me and say that.
You're like 2,000 viewers live.
Dude, we had over five at the end.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Across all platforms. That's, now that was okay. Just on Twitter.
Yeah, say that was Twitter.
But we're on YouTube, Facebook, everywhere. So it was really neat. So I'm kind of like steering the ship while she does the actual work. But anyways, we had this first round come through, and I wasn't that convinced that it was going to be anything. And Cammie and I were up late. We were waiting for the Eric Church concert to start at Stagecoach. It was live on Prime. And all of a sudden, the phones are like, aah! And that one freaked me out.
Yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere.
And if you looked at the radar, we were smack dab in the middle of like that hook.
Yeah, it was coming for us.
So yeah, we took cover then. And Colin was just right there.
He sent us a text literally the next morning, is everything okay? I'm gonna be honest, C-Dub. I'm not gonna throw my other guy under the bus, but yeah, I am. Tornadoes literally hit Von Durant 2017. And the derecho. Guess how many texts I got from my former agent? Zero.
Yeah.
Not Colin Newell.
That derecho was...
Holy smokes.
Whoever forgot that deal. Holy man.
I mean, at least a tornado. And I hope everyone's safe and feel for our friends in
Pleasant Hill.
Pleasant Hill, Western Iowa, in Omaha, Elkhorn. At least that...
Harlan. Hammered over there.
At least it gets over quickly. You know? That derecho was like an hour of stress.
I had an interesting talk, too, with my daughters. They were both in tears Friday night.
Yeah, I had two.
Yeah, like they were really scared because I think the first time they're like, oh, this is fun. We get to go into the basement. And then, you know.
Yeah, because we saw it. The radar tracking has been so good. It's so good now.
I was live with Amber and they were watching it. And,
down to the street.
And Amber said, oh, you know, I'm a little more concerned about Von Durant, Chris. Yeah. You better take cover. And my daughters heard that, and they're like,
yeah.
I go, don't worry. If the house blows away, Colin Newell is going to take care of us. And if for some reason I die, Hope Wood has got you covered.
That's right. I had the same thought, which is terrible. But I'm like, you know what? If my house goes, I feel better about it than I did 7 years ago. I had none of this.
In all seriousness, it was a serious night.
Yeah.
And we hope everybody, all of our listeners are safe. But no, Colin does a great job.
He does a great job.
Go and Google Colin Newell Farm Bureau Financial Services and he can save you a ton of money too. He's saving me $1,000, bring like 600. People are saving money left and right with this guy.
I want to give public shout out to meteorologists.
Yeah. It was a big night for them on Friday.
Just fantastic. Because you don't realize you need one until you need one.
You're right.
And they were on it. Like, the street level stuff is just crazy to me because there was that. You're right. That first storm went through. I'm like, we're good. It's going south. Yep. We're fine. Even though the siren, like back in the day, the sirens grow up anywhere in Polk County. You're like, oh my gosh, we're all going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can, you know, no, that's going to, you know, that's going.
There's also an aspect of this. I love the Twitter account Midwest versus everybody.
Yeah. Something to that.
So our friend Dave Zavalinsky made this very real. Did you see Dave's?
Yeah.
So Dave is the biggest freaking jokester, prankster. I've never seen him serious. And he was choked up over in Omaha on the air.
So that Elkhorn area is where Dave lives. It's like a block. I'm going to guess there's probably somebody listening to this who.
Yeah, it was probably impacted
in some way.
Well, so Dave made it very real to all of us. And thank you to Dave for doing that. WOWT over in Omaha. He's a news anchor. The Midwest versus everybody Twitter account has this video of like, there's like a F4 tornado
on the ground. People are just, hey.
And so somebody's out.
I should not laugh.
No, but
it was funny.
We're not making light of it. We're commentating on it. So this guy is out in his driveway shooting the tornado, in every house in front of them, there's a person out there with their cell phone recording this.
In their driveway.
Yeah. And the tornado's it's like right a couple of blocks away. It's like, get into that. Go take cover, you morons.
I thought the same thing.
Like, everybody is out like, there.
It's one thing if it's radar. And like, it's, yeah, I see it.
It's an F4.
It's right there.
And I have no room to talk because when it ripped through Bondurant, I was out doing the same
well,
thing.
Well, then.
And I have video of
it. You call yesterday and say, hey, come over to my place. We're going to watch the storms. I was like, oh my God.
I did. Storms were rolling in on Saturday.
That's entertaining. It's like back at the Southwest Iowa days.
I'm working on my garage. I'm making a cave in the garage. You're going to love my garage when I'm done with it. Putting a TV in there. It's going to be dope. And I was tired, and Daddy was thirsty. And I called Bloom, and I'm like, hey, let's go sit out on the deck and watch the storms.
And I was coming in my... four-year-old
shit himself
happens to all of us.
It's gonna happen to you next Sunday at the NASCAR race, my friend.
I'll be there. Arthur, so yeah, does your Plaza RV have restroom facilities?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I don't have to go with the common folk over in the
no you know
the ports.
There's a no brown rule for strangers.
Okay,
but if it's just you, because literally nobody else is going with me, I'm alone. So if you need to take a shit at it, I'm okay with it.
Thanks for that. Okay.
I'm not letting like random tailgaters at Iowa State games take a shit in my RV, but you can.
Wow. That's friendship.
Anyways. I don't even
Colin
know.
Call Newell. Call Newell.
Yeah. That's the best read ever for Colin Newell.
It's customer service to a T.
We're going to Ireland. Are you?
I will be going. I have to figure this out. Now, the timing is less than ideal.
The kindergarten deal's bad.
Yeah.
Both of our little ones are starting kindergarten that week.
Right.
We'll figure it out. We'll be there. Nobody gives a shit about our kids. I've actually surprisingly had more Iowa State fans who don't want this game to happen.
Why?
I don't know. Like that.
I saw some of that too. I was like, why? What is the?
It doesn't bother me at all.
What is the downside?
The fact that it's week zero. The one complaint I got, and this is from smart football guys. Not okay. People on the staff was thrilled about it.
Yeah, say everyone on the staff is excited.
The one argument I got was from a strict football standpoint is that you have to play a game a week later, which usually you get week one off if you do that.
Yeah.
So that could be a bit. This is my take. This is why I love it. The Big 12 needs any way possible to get exposure in a Big 10 and SEC dominated world. And this is you're the main event in week zero. This is the best game on the slate. I wish it was this year's team. Yeah. I have no idea what that team's going to be like. They should be pretty good then too. But like whatever. Like I think this year, like Iowa State could legit be 9-3, 10-2. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully people keep buying the We Will pizzas. But you know, to me, like from a sheerly strategic standpoint, this is a no-brainer. Not only for the league, but if you're the Farmageddon teams, like go play it.
Well, it's so
and we don't lose a home game.
Don't lose
Iowa
a home
State.
Game. I mean, that's
yeah. I would understand that beef
for sure. And then the second thing is, you want now recruiting tactics to help you out, and a lot of these players have never been. This is a cool deal for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, just talking to some of the guys, we had 20 or so at this. At this thing on Saturday.
Fired up.
They're ecstatic. They're like, yeah, I've never been out of the country, you know, all these things. And you get the highlight. You don't have to go to Manhattan.
Yeah.
And for people like me, I've never been to Europe. I've been wanting to go to Europe for a long time. Now I can go. And I'm super pumped up about it.
I'm the same way.
And I will spend whatever money is. And it's expensive. It's going to be expensive for people. That's the downside.
You don't have to do it.
You don't have to do it.
And this is the most Pollard move ever because he strategically like gives Iowa State like
well,
Iowa
fans,
State like
paid,
vacations.
By the way,
yeah, like, that's why you
go.
Do it. You just do it if you're him. And he loves booking these, you know, these like the UNLV game.
Well, look,
their Tulane game coming up.
I wanted to bring this up because I understand the whole hey next week it's harder type of thing. Here's what the schedule is right now for next year. Okay. Now it's still K-State, then it's South Dakota at home, and then it's Iowa at home, then it's at Arkansas State. So, hypothetically...
That's 4-0.
I mean, South Dakota is not the good Dakota school. They're fine. They're okay.
You're not a big Yoke guy?
you should win that game 3 days off of Ireland after having a 12-pack of Guinness for each player, even though that's probably not allowed. But it's not like... So that part, I'm not as concerned about that if you're turning around playing Texas or something like that. Other thing I want to mention, here are the other road trips coming up for the non-conference. It's always good to remind people of this. This year it's at Iowa for non-conference games. I mentioned Arkansas State's also in 25. 26, you go to Iowa again. 27, you get to go to Bowling Green. Ugh. And 29 is at Tulane.
I'll be at that one.
Which, who knows what Tulane will look like then? Who knows what any of this will look like in 29?
Who knows if Big 12 even exists? It could be that thing where there's like three conferences that are all, you know, like this thing could be.
There's been legit conversation about that whole concept of private equity coming in, and that's maybe for the Ivy College of Business summertime discussion, mm-hmm. where private equity to come in, you would need to break up all the TV deals.
Yeah,
that's
so,
the concern.
And that's when if that would happen, that's what I'm saying. Who knows if the Big 12 will exist.
Then just rearrange.
Because then it'll be geographic.
Right.
And it'll be more like the NFL.
Which I would argue could be best long term, but there's going to be so many hurdles to get to that point that it's going to be ugly and lawsuits and all this stuff. It's not going to be pretty. But yeah, I do think there's a reason why Iowa State was asked to do this. But this is a big deal to get asked to do this.
Yeah.
Because Iowa State travels. K-State travels. They don't want to do a couple slappies that aren't going to fill the stadium.
Which is why they did Nebraska a few years ago.
Exactly. This is a business. Notre Dame and Nebraska have been the key other two programs that do this.
From that standpoint, having those two schools is a huge honor.
It is. And why was Iowa State? Everybody wants to do this. It's because they know Iowa State and K-State fans will go and buy tickets. And I think Iowa State's allotment was like 12,500. Somebody asked me, do you think Iowa State will sell all those? I said, absolutely.
Yeah, I think they will.
I think Iowa State will.
You'll have 20,000.
Yeah, so the other question I got asked was, we will going to do anything, and it's going to be hard. So
I've been getting that too.
This is run, from what I understand, without getting all the
they're blockading everybody.
Yeah,
else.
It's the company running this. This is what they do. This is part of it. They will give Iowa State X amount because they know their fans will travel with their company. So it's a revenue generator.
So basically, the dumb people way to put it for you and me is if you're not directly affiliated with the university athletics department, they're not going to let us do charters, basically.
Well, I think you could do a charter. You can't get a ticket with it.
Correct.
Which and that's the problem.
We've dealt with that a million times.
So I've thought about, man, could we get a charter? I don't even know what that would look like. But the whole ticket, then it'd be through. And they're really making these things. So you have to do like 3 days. You got to do like 10 days.
I would do the 10-day one if I can. I'll probably book it privately just so I have that control.
You'll be okay because you can just cover the game. You don't have to worry about a ticket.
I don't know if I even will.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
And
I want to go. Like it's like what other opportunity you're gonna have to do that?
Is this an and one game? It used to be, or is this part of the 12? You know what I'm saying?
Part of the 12.
Okay, because it used to be. Remember, Iowa State played in the Eddie Robinson Classic in KC, and they got an extra game.
But wasn't that when it was an 11 game schedule?
It was.
Yeah.
So you get 12 max, right? There's no extras.
Well, we have to think about the student athletes, Brent. They can't play more than 12 games because it's bad for them.
Well, they've got the playoff coming.
It's bad for their health, and they have to study at some point. This is all about the student athletes and making sure they have a great experience. So,
I had an Iowa fan lecture me that I shouldn't bring Ames Lager to Ireland.
Oh, really?
Because that would insult the Irish people.
Oh, okay.
And they were serious. They're
I
like,
can't imagine the Irish people really give a shit.
I don't think. And I was like, oh, is there no Budweiser? Although Budweiser, anyway. It's like, I'll bring Ames Lager if I want to bring Ames Lager.
Yeah. Freaking people, man.
This woman was like a professor for Iowa.
Just get mad about it.
Calm down.
People just, everybody needs to lower the temperature all the time. If you're mad, if you're happy.
I wanted to ask you about this.
Take it down a notch.
We're towards the end here.
Yeah. The only thing we have left is the Wiffles Hybrids Big 12 segment.
Well, let's
and Hunter Dickinson's coming back to Kansas.
Yeah, so let's talk about that real quick, and then I got a beef with you and George Strait.
Oh God, here we go.
So you are looking at my goodness, this basketball league is going to be insane. So if we go to our guy Bart's coming for KenPom, by the way.
Bart's got a better product right now.
If you look at next year projections, it's 1, 2, 3, Houston, Iowa State, Kansas in some order. And then there's some, but everybody, it seems like everybody in the conference is loaded up in the portal. I don't know if the SEC just must be spending all of its money on football, which makes some sense based on what I'm hearing. Same with the Big Ten in some capacity.
So it gives that Texas coach a chance to not get fired. Rodney Terry, he's so bad.
But
he's the worst coach in college basketball. Like even, he's got a shot now.
It's weird. From what I understand, just the way the revenue distribution is with some of this NIL stuff, the Big Ten, and generalizing here, and the SEC are going way, way heavy football. Mm. Way, way heavy.
Yeah.
Where I'd say the majority of the Big 12 are more like us, where it's not 50. Football still gets the majority of it, but it's not like 90-10. Like it seems like is the case in some of these SEC schools.
That's insane.
But it's just what rows the boat the most at some of those places. So
and that's all they care.
Why do I say that? The Big 12 has been super active in acquiring talent in the portal. One, because it's the best conference in America, which helps, and that still matters. But two, it seems like to me, just from somebody who's in it, that the Big 12 dollars from a men's basketball and women's basketball standpoint are at the same or sometimes better than the SEC and the Big Ten.
It's crazy.
Like Kansas and Houston are two of the biggest spenders in all of men's basketball. Kansas is the highest. There's no way they're spending that much or more on football. There's zero chance. Which makes sense. Think about Kansas's history. I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure donors can earmark for Iowa State just like they can for Kansas. And just straight up honesty here, we've had more people earmark dollars for men's basketball than football, which is interesting. It's just
I think it makes sense, though, only in the sense that there's more history and
They just came off a really, really
coming
great
off that, yeah. And I firmly believe, in my experience around Iowa State, that the Hilton thing, because there's nothing else to do that time of year, it becomes such a religious type of experience for people because we get so... I had a business leader once tell me, he's like, yeah, he was telling me about managing people. He goes, all your people are going to get nuts in the month of April, right? Early. Why? Because they haven't had sunlight forever. They all go crazy. Huh. It's like, I see it every year. And like, there's an aspect of it where like October, September, like the best months weather-wise in the entire state of Iowa.
True. That's,
you know, like where football, it's like the team can lose and you're mad, but you still had a great day. Basketball, it's like, there's two games a week, four when you count the women, like it's like an escape for like the hellscape that we live in during that time of year. That is a theory of mine. I don't know if it's right, but they've just had higher end success for longer. Football had its run, and Campbell's had them at a spot that they've never been at, and they won the BCS game. BCS. They won the New Year's Six game.
We got it.
But it was during the pandemic where people couldn't go to it, and it was just bad luck.
Yeah, it's interesting though that I would say the Big 12. Just based on numbers, is spending more per percentage on men's basketball than the other conferences.
Well, and I mean, listen, I've told you for years now, like they've talked about being the SEC of basketball, and like it's certainly not coming from the departments, though. I just know enough about Iowa State. This is not a deal where like Brett Yormark tells Jamie Pollard and the other athletic directors, tell your collectives to put more into basketball.
No,
that is not happening.
Nobody. Nobody at any level, I'm just being honest, from conference, TV, Iowa State administration has told us how to allocate.
Yeah.
We do it purely on earmarks and then percentage based on that and then generally numbers too. I mean, because again, you're dealing with 85.
85 compared to 13. 15 so and 13, just, yeah.
It's not a perfect, but everybody's different. But I would say, okay, let's say you're Kansas, C-Dub, and these are the conversations that everyone's having in the conference now, because this is the Wiffles Hybrids Big 12 segment. If you're Kansas,
plant your independence.
If you're Kansas and Houston, where can you win a national championship?
Not in football.
And I think that's the conversation you have to have. Yes, ultimately, football is the thing that drives the bus, though. So you still have to be good.
See, I would make the argument to those two, and hell, maybe even I don't know how you guys spend your money that well. But like to me, this is where I think a lot of these like coaches make bad decisions. I think a lot of these coaches think, where can I win a championship? Or where can I get to a playoff is what it has been for the last 10 years or so. Where like to me, I go into these seasons, no matter what, I'm not expecting a national championship. To me is insane. If that ever happened, I'd be the happiest dude in the world. But I'm not going to expect it because I'm going to let myself down. Let's say, like I hear this with Iowa all the time, mm-hmm. with Hassel and mm-hmm. everything I do covering them. Well, Iowa men's bat, they don't have any NIL money. It's all going to football. Well, to me, that's a bad decision to put it all in one. If that's the case, I don't even know what the scenario is.
Well, their guy said they're 80% football.
And they're miserable during basketball season right now, right? And like they're not even happy during football. They could go 9-3 and they're still pissed off. So like to me, but the Houston doesn't count because their fans aren't engaged enough in football.
Fair.
And Kansas hasn't been, but man, I'm like, if I'm Kansas and let's, this isn't the case. Let's say it was 80-20, which is insane because 85 versus 13.
Yes.
I'm like, dude, spread it out a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Being good in football is going to be good for basketball.
Like, well, that's, and that, and
you know,
there's like, and that's,
if you suck in football, it's going to hurt your basketball program.
And yes, you're right. And that's
in
where
this
like,
era. It wasn't the case 10 years ago.
And then honestly, this is where, because I've had our board figures all this stuff out. We've had very spirited conversations on how to handle this because it's hard.
And no matter what decision you make is wrong in the eyes of somebody.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Because there's not an unlimited supply. That'd be great if there was.
Yeah.
But you can always donate more and then we have more to
I'll just keep buying them pizzas, man. They're good.
Ames Locker right here.
Yeah.
But you need, specifically in this era, football is such a monster as far as revenue generation for everything, for the athletic department, for the university, that you cannot, Iowa State could not survive in this era if it was the early 90s. Be bad. You would be written off so fast. I mean, Iowa State is darn lucky that Jamie Pollard got here in 2005
and stayed,
because you would be, if Iowa State was running from that, let's say it was 85 to 98 in that 13 year span, it was horrible, like horrible. Basketball had its moments, yes, but the fact that you have a quality football program has put Iowa State at such a level where everything has gotten bigger, everything has grown, which has also helped basketball.
If Campbell doesn't get here and make the run that he does of consistency, basketball's in a much different spot.
Then when you let go, you might have held on to Steve Prohm.
Wrestling may not exist.
Honestly, right.
Like
that's where the hard part is. Like you still need, at the end of the day, yes. If you ask me, hey, Bloom, who has the best chance of actually winning a national championship? I would probably say men's basketball.
It's definitely men's basketball. Yeah.
However, you can't just sacrifice because football is...
And we would be miserable.
Yeah, and
all of you tailgaters and people are 55,000 that are going every... Like, you'd be miserable.
It's just an interesting philosoph for each school has to do it differently. And that's,
and like, if you're Kansas, it's not this easy. You invented the sport.
But think how bad they've been in football.
I know. Like, it's a very complex... We should probably have a...
And what's the higher return of being like the... Because Kansas is definitely one of the top five programs in the nation in college basketball. But it's not like their bottom line for revenue has outpaced, let's say, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Because there's so much more in football. Mm-hmm. And you have it's a numbers game. It's Kansas has 15,000 people that go to its basketball games. And even when they were shitty, they would get 25,000 for their football games,
which is insane, isn't it?
But that's
yeah, just it's crazy.
Look, so it's these are the discussions that, and Chris, as we move closer to this line continuing to get blurry between athletic departments and collectives and NIL and whatever this looks like, these are gonna be the hard conversations that are now going to be put on athletic departments of, okay, how do you make every coach happy? Not only is this is what your salary is, this is what your assistant coach's salary is, but here is what we have for you.
Which is hard. You guys are dealing with now in the athletic departments, probably will be soon.
100%. So that's why everything is a little bit different, and if and when these players are compensated from the schools themselves, that's the next question. Well, how do you break that down? And then secondly, how does Title IX play into this as well?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a question that's I'm struggling to answer with, and I don't know where it's going to go, but it's going to come up.
Final conversation of the night. This has been a eventful podcast. I didn't think we'd go past 45 minutes. We're at an hour. What is your problem with George Strait?
Well,
what
so
is your issue?
So,
like, why do you?
Iowa State Athletics put out
nudging at me.
Well, they put out the tweet yesterday. They said, "Get ready to see George Strait at Jack Trice
by the greatest of all time."
By listening to his set playlist, which he released 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's a great playlist. I looked at it.
And I looked at the playlist, and I was like, hold on a second. This is the exact same set list as his farewell...
No, it's not.
Cowboy Rides Away Tour that I went to 10 years ago.
How do you know? Did you fact-check that?
Because I listened to him. Like, I know that song.
That's not the same set list. It's not the same.
So it got me down a path.
That is a garbage statement. It's incorrect. It is factually incorrect.
You can't have multiple farewell tours.
Well, when you have as many hits as he does, you can. You can do whatever you want.
He had a farewell tour. Then he went in Vegas for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And now he's doing another tour? I mean, this seems like a bit hypocritical.
You're right. This is all about money.
This is like Michael Jordan would come out of retirement now.
Just like Iowa State going to Ireland. This is a money decision.
But he doesn't need more money. Like, to me, he's ruining his reputation here. Because the cowboy rode away. Like, go be a cowboy then. Cowboy doesn't come back.
From what I understand, this is not really a tour. He's doing, like, what, 8 shows?
Why is more than that?
No, Stapleton is. And Strait is joining him on, like, 8 of them.
Why did he pick Ames? I mean, I'm glad he did.
Why would you tell me a place in the world other than?
So is Ames his first? No. Okay, that's not. So he goes.
You're right. It's a money trap. In fact, the Kansas City one, because this will be my 11th George Strait concert. Okay, first one I saw was in Hilton. The last one I see was in Jack Trice.
10 years ago, you were pissed because like I have to go see him. It's his last one.
And I went with Matty Urban.
Yeah.
It wasn't 10 years ago. It was in 2020. It was before the pandemic hit.
Okay, but you went to Wells Fargo Arena. I remember this because I met you at Perkins after
the show.
Oh,
yeah. I did that one. I went to the one in Omaha.
It's like this is so you have literally probably spent
thousands of dollars
on his so-called farewell
tour. The one
in
Kansas City was his actual farewell
tour. For somebody who doesn't need the money.
In 2020, it was right before. It was right when we started hearing about this virus in China, okay? Because I remember I was with Matt Urban, who is freaking biochemist or whatever the hell Matt does.
Do I need another beer to have this conversation?
Yeah, go for it. You can have it.
Thanks.
And I'm saying to Maddie, should we be worried about this coronavirus thing? And it was kind of like, we'll wait and see. We went there and spent, it was like $200, $250 a ticket.
Taylor Swift prices.
We did. It was great. It was at Sprint Center at the time, T-Mobile now. And I thought that was it. Like, and I was choked up. It was like, this is the end. And here we are. But then it's like, okay, well, he's coming to Jack Trice.
Have to go. I understand.
I can't not go.
But that seems like it's false marketing to me. Like, there's got to be FCC complaints somewhere there. Like, the guy can't have multiple farewell tours, and it's not a farewell tour.
He's not calling this a farewell tour.
Well, is he going to do another one then? He's
71. Me and Cammy looked this up the other night. We were
71.
My daughter, it's one of the great experiences of my life so far, is she's blossoming
into
gonna
be 72 by the time he makes it to Ames.
She is blossoming into this, like, music geek. And she's very pissed that I'm not taking her to George Strait.
Mm.
But I was like, sweet girl, I just don't think it's going to be an appropriate crowd for you.
Yeah. Yep. She can't drink the Tall Boy Ames lagers that will be there. Oh, did I show you?
They're going to have the Tall Boys?
Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to show you this photo. You can't see this on the stream.
If you're watching exclusively on the YouTube feed, you maybe be able to see it. No, I'm gonna
I'm gonna hide it for you, okay. But I'm gonna show you this. Hold real quick. There's new imaging coming. Yeah, you're gonna know. Hold on, let me pull this up. Matty Van Winks took some action shots for us yesterday.
Oh, really?
And he got a shot of the new Ames Logger design. I'll show you that afterward. My phone is struggling today, kids. I'm sorry.
Well, fun show.
Fun show indeed.
We may or may not be doing next Sunday show from the infield of the Kansas. I guarantee Bloom doesn't show up.
No, I'm going.
No, you're not going.
But seriously, guys, peer pressure my wife for me, would you?
Just tell her. Do what I did.
Oh, here we go. You like that?
Oh, that's crisp.
You like that? Yeah.
Let me see that.
It's like got a little more gold in
there.
Oh,
yeah, that's
more,
nice.
A little more rich.
Yeah. That's real nice. Yeah. All right, he's Brent Bloom. My name is Chris Williams. We thank our presenting sponsor, MacDine, the MacDine Corporation, for putting up with us as long as they have.
We aren't here for a long time.
We're here for a good time.
We're here for a good time.
All right, he's Brent. I'm Chris. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday morning. I think 9 o'clock we're going live. Later.